And welcome back to Nostalgia Connect. Today, I'm here to talk about the Xbox app. And that's what Xbox app is, like what you get on your Xbox, on your telephone, on your iPod, like almost anywhere where you can download apps. Heck, even could get one on the PC as well, or your... Yeah, we're not fully sure about the Mac, but again, also, yeah, it's possible to get it on the Mac as well. The one that I think about is going to be for like the Xbox, for the laptop, as well as for your phone and your Apple products. And so, like, let me like sort of like. You need to kind of create a Microsoft account. Either on your laptop dash computer, or on the Xbox, or on your phone, or Apple product. I will like this game to be installed on my computer, or this game to be installed on the back. When I'm talking about like the installing this game on the PC or on the Xbox from your phone or devil product, I'm actually kind of you need to have your computer or Xbox turned on and also connected to the internet for the app on your device to tell the computer and or the Xbox to install the game or use the Xbox app. Way more on the Xbox and somewhat on the PC to actually to also install some like other apps. But it's way more on your Xbox. Where you can use the Xbox app to like the Blu-ray player app so that I can watch my movies on the Xbox or watch the YouTube or stream Netflix, and again, the app being able to install other apps on Xbox is way more of that kind of feature on the Xbox than on the PC. But because like on a PC, there's plenty of ways to get app installed, and also the same thing with your phone or Apple product. Where actually, like, it's not so likely or good to use the Xbox app to install like the YouTube or the Blu-ray thing, because there's actual places on your phone or on the Apple where you can actually install apps to do those things I mentioned. So yeah, no, like you can actually kind of the use it to like okay, so actually all right, so this game that's on Xbox or on the PC that is linked with this app that does this service will be free to play from the 1st of 2020 all the way until the 1st of May 2023, and then it gets taken off and replaced with something else that in itself is a bit annoying because if the game isn't developed by Microsoft or one of the it's that we like game developing the studios, then we like then like it will stay on the app for a few years and then go off to they let you redo their deal or something and then come back on and then you have to either like pay to play it indefinitely, or you have to wait for it to like go off and then come back on months to years later. But then again, the main kind of purpose of like the Xbox the like games and or like no no like when we're in the service things is like you're paying 15, 20 bucks each month and you get access to all of the games for Xbox or all the games on the PC and well that those that are linked with the service. Do the Xbox service. Like you get access to all of those games. You can then actually try to download to the Xbox or to your computer and then play it as long as you have like access to the subscription. But also like when you choose the game to play via the app dash the service, you get to see, right? So you can play the free version with with the Game Pass part of the Xbox thing, or you can pay $50 to own this the Game of the Year edition of the game type of thing. But like whatever one kind of a bit of I think like things like if you I mean like have the yeah like bought the game off of like Steam or on the PlayStation or on the Nintendo, then like you get sort of an Xbox with like a few months of the sort of Game Pass dash Xbox app thing, like oh. I spent $50 on this game on this other platform, and all the while I could have like spent $20 and gotten it for free in the context of this service on the Xbox. Ugh, man, like because there's some people who have spent hundreds, thousands of bucks on on a bunch of games, and all of a sudden, oh, wow! So I could have saved all of this money by getting this Xbox Game Pass thing. Wow, that's just wow. But but then also again, like you, they have to kind of choose, like do you want to play the games on the go, but actually you have your phone as well as Nintendo has many options in that regard, like from their Game Boys to the Switch to the Wii U, kind of, but still, like, Nintendo has options in that regard, as well as also, like, if you have access to internet, you also play games via their Switch Online thing. So, like, there's so many options, but the you know, but like, however, like, there are some Xbox games that I kind of have some fond memories because of, like, a demo or playing it over at a friend's house. And then, and actually now, because of this Game Pass, Xbox Game Pass service, I can actually play the game here at my, my place. Without the kind of need to ask the friend to, hey man, can I borrow the game from you guys? Like, no, but then again, however, when they come over here to my place, hey guys, let's play a game. I got the game through the Game Pass thing, and we can actually play it, you know? So, like, yeah, like, and one kind of thing you can play the, yeah, like, Xbox games from any of the previous Xbox game eras from, from the original Xbox era, from the Xbox 360 era, from the Xbox One era, from the more current one. So actually, one of the kind of a bit of a downsize with this is that, like, not every single one of the games that they got released for the original Xbox or the 360 or the One or the Series gets preserved or becomes part of the Xbox Game Pass service. Which I am not very happy with, but however, like, this is not a thing that is exclusive to the Xbox. It's like it's also happening over on the computers, over on sort of the PlayStation, over on Nintendo, any of the companies that have a game service and or they make the games, they also have gone after people who are trying to preserve and or replay the games that they used to play back in the day, but then can't anymore because the sort of company went belly up, or that sort of there's no more copies on the market. There's like dozens of reasons why it can't be played anymore. So like that's something that like Xbox or like any of the other major companies could or should be considering is like guys, as you put more of your older content onto the service and or have it be like actually 5 months on, 2 months off, and then back again, or be on the service for 3 years and then off and back on, or have some way for us to pay for these old games, or like have some way to reserve it, because they're relics in some regards, but also part of the gaming history, if that makes any sense. There was still the point is that there was a time and place where we'll play this older game on the Xbox, and they're like, oh man, this is much fun, but then I've returned it back to my friends, or I've returned it back to the store because it was a rental, that thing. So like and then the rental stores went away because of streaming, and now I have to like spend hundreds of bucks to find a copy of the game, and then only then to be like, oh, they just gave me a picture of the game box. Great. I waste all this money for something that is not helpful to me at all. That is nice, I think. It's nice and it's useful for that language stuff. And I would say, like, if you have the Xbox or if you have a PC, it's a kind of weak recommend if you have a PC and there's some older games you want to play, to go and to get this thing, like the Xbox Game Pass thing. But if you have the computer plus an Xbox, yeah, totally get the Xbox Game Pass, because you'll have access to both sort of the games on your computer and the games on the Xbox, and so that's thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of games from decades ago to more recent stuff. if you don't have or you don't play, why are you listening to me talk about this stuff? This is something that I may have gotten or asked my parents to get, but then again, I got this service when I have a job and I'm actually paying for it out of my pocket, because it's don't fully think that my parents would have gotten me this as something the Game Pass is a more recent thing, so it's something that can't have an answer to, because it wasn't really a thing when I was like a kid, but however, like this thing, like we mentioned, is like, yeah, like you can actually have access to the older games that you played from like your youth. And you can do it on your phone or on the computer or even on your Xbox. Your most recent Xbox, you guys should play the original Xbox games on the new one, which like I've tried, and it can be fun. But also, yeah, like they didn't fully map out the buttons are not. The controllers from the past didn't have all of the same buttons as the ones from today. So therefore, they have to make some changes or other two, right? So X on the original controller goes over to the X on the current one. The right button, the right trigger goes over to the right side pad button. So, and that's so forth. But there are some aspects on some parts of it where it works and it's good and I like it. It's a little bit of a semi challenge of this game I would like and it's on the Game Pass, but then this one isn't a Game Pass, so I need to pay extra out of pocket for it. So why show it if it's not part of the pass? Okay, this is a bit weird, but like it's a 3.25, maybe a 3.5 out of 5. Like it's good. It is useful for what you're trying to do on your Xbox or other. Do you guys have any kind of thoughts and opinions on this? On Age of Empires, on Dune, on the Girlfriend, on like whatever. Please don't hesitate to email them to nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. Again, nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. Twitter @RGVPodcast. Again, Twitter @RGV_podcast. And this is the host signing off.